Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you frenzied little hamburgers. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
It's the show where kids ask us the questions that they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then we sit back in satisfaction at a job well done and go, ah, there's nothing like sitting back in satisfaction at a job well done. Let's see what's on TV. Oh, good. It's that cartoon about that cowboy with no face.
Hold on, hold on. We actually have to answer the questions first before we get to do that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Well, let's get on with it. Who are we talking to this week, Carrie?
Well, Andy, this week we were having a friendly chat with two delightful but pig-ignorant children called Ivor and Cariad. They needed our help on all sorts of subjects. Why don't humans have stripes? Why do computers freeze when they get hot? All sorts of basic things that everyone should know.
Gosh, they really do sound unknowledgeable. It was lucky we were there to help, wasn't it? Because to be honest, we're a million times wiser than children like that.
Andy, we certainly are. Roll the tape, whatever that means! And this week we're talking to Cariad.
Hi.
That's Cariad. How old are you and what is your second favourite mouse?
I'm 11 and does it have to be a species of mouse or can it be a mouse?
I love you already.
Any way you interpret the question, yeah. Cariad,
okay.
That's cool.
Apollo, which is my best friend's mouse.
Your best friend's got mice?
All right, so that's your second favourite mouse. What's your first favourite mouse?
Yeah.
Lenny.
Oh, Lenny. Okay, Lenny. Lenny the mouse. That well-known mouse.
Who doesn't love Lenny the mouse?
We're also talking to Ivor. Ivor, how old are you?
I'm 8.
Okay, when's the last time you turned invisible?
We'll be stuck on that question for a while.
Good, nice to have you in the studio. Also in the studio with us is another child, Anthony Plum. And it's Anthony's birthday today.
Hooray!
Hooray! Hooray! How old are you, Anthony? He's just a little bit shy, but it's actually Anthony Plum's 10th birthday.
10th birthday,
so
Anthony Plum.
He'll have some good questions because that's what happens when you turn 10. You've officially reached the age of asking. So we may be hearing...
Yeah! Yay! Anthony Plum has reached the age of askings!
We'll be hearing a little bit more from Anthony Plum later. I'm sure he'll get more confident.
Question one.
Why don't humans have stripes?
It's unbelievably easy.
I can't believe how
it's
easy that first question.
Unbelievably easy.
It's so easy.
Don't you even know? What's your next question?
Yeah, I do know.
Okay, go on then. We know, but you've got to prove you know by telling us.
Evolution, because what was the point of us having stripes?
What was the point of a zebra having stripes, though?
For camouflage.
So that you
Oh, yeah, but what's the point of a camel having flange?
What?
Camouflage.
That word was just mixed up, though.
You were mixed up.
Yeah. Everyone knows that zebras have stripes so that when you buy them in Sainsbury's, they're quicker to get through the checkout. They just beep and you pay however much that zebra costs.
Also, right, it shows that a zebra is mint flavoured, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So it tells the lion, tasty food.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah.
But the
I've had mints that are blue, I've had mints that are white.
You have not had mints that were blue. That was fluff. That was fluff from someone's belly button.
Okay,
that was
fluff.
That was from someone's belly button. It just happened to taste of mint.
But you're only proving my point, Ivor. You've had mints that were blue and a lot of zebras are blue.
So why are tigers blue? Because...
Why tigers are blue,
Tigers are blue.
Is this your next question?
Because
they're disappointed in
because
life.
So you can't find them when they're swimming.
Why are tigers striped?
Okay, tigers are striped because basically they've seen that the zebra was advertising its mint flavour with the black and white stripes.
Yeah,
right. But they've said, "Well, I'm a nice ginger flavour, but who knows?
Who knows? No one knows. So I've got to put some stripes on." Then they go, yummy ginger."
It is different.
And they'll know.
It is different with the tiger, right? Because they advertise themselves as a tasty flavour, but they don't actually really want to be eaten like a zebra does. So actually, it's a trap. All the other animals go, "Ooh, yummy ginger Jamaican
that's
cake.
That's very good for the circulation."
They run up to the tiger. What happens?
The tiger eats them.
There you go. The zebra, on the other hand, wants to be eaten, advertises himself as mint, which he does, which he is. The lion goes...
False advertising.
Well, hold on. When was the last time you ate a zebra?
Yeah.
Last year.
Really?
You ate a zebra last year?
I think that's a lie. What did it taste like?
Fox.
Fox?
Oh. Okay, but hold on. Why aren't foxes striped?
And does fox taste of ox?
What?
Does fox taste of ox? A fox just tastes like a smaller ox.
It's just a tiny ginger ox.
That's why it's got the F at the start of its name.
A very tiny ox.
Or like fun-size ox. Yeah,
fun-size
like
ox.
Like a fun-size
mouse. That's why you get big packs of them.
If you go to Sainsbury's and buy like 12 foxes, you can stick them together at home and you've got an ox. Okay, why do you think zebras are striped, Oliver?
Because they prefer to have colours that react to light or heat in a different way.
That's the scientific answer. They prefer to have colours that react to light or heat
all,
in a different
it's
way.
It's all a question of zebra choice. Why then, Ivor, do human beings not have stripes? Just didn't fancy them.
Because most of them are idiots.
Exactly. You've basically hit the whole point of this podcast. We're just proving that most human beings are idiots, apart from us too.
By the way, can I just say that me and Carrie totally have stripes because we're not idiots?
Exactly.
Right, kids?
Tiger stripes, if you shave a tiger.
Why are you shaving a tiger?
The stripes are still on the tiger's skin.
No, really?
Seriously?
What if you shave if you take the tiger's skin off, are the stripes on the bones?
No.
If you take the bones away, are the stripes on the air?
Question two.
Why do computers freeze when they get too hot?
That's a
good question that Andy Stanton knows the answer to.
Well, there are three answers to your question. The first answer is because they don't want to be eaten by lions. The second answer is because they do want to be eaten by lions. And the third answer is that it's a different use of the word freeze. When a computer gets hot, it does overheat. But when it freezes, that doesn't mean it's cooled down. It just means it's frozen in time or space, like it's gone static.
It's like the cops have burst in, realising the computer's too hot and gone, freeze!
Right, but when...
The popo.
It's the popo, man. It's the popo's burst in and they told me to freeze, right?
Mythology. Have you been watching The Wire?
In Greek mythology, there's actually a river called the River Po.
The River Po?
Po? Does it freeze?
No, but it did contain half of the police force. Here's the thing, right? When the cops burst in and they say freeze, the people don't turn to ice. The people just stand
still.
And that's the use of the word when your computer... Yeah.
So the mannequin challenge.
What's the mannequin challenge?
I know this. I don't really.
A million times wiser. And you don't know what the
mannequin challenge is. We're wiser, but we may not be more knowledgeable.
Yeah. And also, by the way, when you get really wise, sometimes there's no room for the knowledge anymore.
Yeah. Sometimes stuff falls out of your massive, wise brain.
Sometimes stuff falls out of your mouths.
Sometimes stuff does fall out of our mouths.
But you don't even say it. Huh? Your wisdom fell out of your mouth and it was left at your house.
Do you have a computer, Ivor?
In what way do you mean that? Do you mean like computers as in a phone or something? Or laptop type thing?
Well,
laptop or a desktop computer?
Just discuss.
I don't have a laptop.
Do you have a phone?
Yeah.
And that is a computer in a phone form, right? And does it ever freeze?
And a picture,
So it's never done anything illegal?
Have you got say, for instance, have you heard your dad complaining when his computer freezes?
He doesn't complain.
Heard him complaining when he his thing is like very slow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, when
his computer is acting very sloppy.
Does he say sloppy? Does he say really bad words that we can't say on air?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does he? He's not a nice man.
We can say them on air.
No, we can't.
Did you know? A normal clock face doesn't even have a face, so why is it called a face? It can't really be a face if it hasn't at least got some eyes and a mouth, so it should just be called the front of a clock, not a clock face. It's not a face. It's just the front of a clock. I hate it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Did you know?
On average, a human being will be attacked by snails once every 30 minutes.
Question 3.
Are we born with a sense of humour?
No.
I was answered that one. Next question. Were you born with a sense of humour?
Well, I'm not sure because I don't remember.
Okay, hold on a second. Babies are hilarious.
That is true.
If you look at a baby, what on earth is a baby?
And box of laughs.
It's a box of laughs.
A little flesh box of laughs.
In fact, that's how they should sell babies.
Oh, you'd have loads box more babies if people knew they were boxes of laughs.
£9.
Have a babies. It's a box of laughs. It's £9. It weighs £9.
I don't know if you know this, but sometimes during childbirth, because women are pushing the baby out, they might fart. Now. Exactly.
This is a serious subject,
Carrie. How would you not laugh, even if you were 30 seconds old, you'd just popped out and your mum went... You'd laugh, wouldn't you?
At the worst, they're going to start pooing all over the baby.
They might poo, all so funny.
A baby comes out instantly covered in farts and poo.
Well, instantly. No. There's lots of gunk about, someone might slip on it and fall over. How would you not laugh?
There was one person that said... I'm too afraid to give birth because I'm going to poo on the doctor.
But you don't have much choice at that point, do you?
No, when you're giving birth, you can do anything you like. Poo on the doctor.
You can just blame it on the childbirth. You're like, oh, sorry, doctor, I did a massive poo on you. And then the doctor's like, well, that's unacceptable. And you just go like, well, I was giving birth. But then the doctor says, well, you're a man and you weren't giving birth at all. You were just pooing on me.
That's when it gets awkward.
But I'm a girl.
I know, but...
You are a girl. So if you ever poo on a doctor, it's totally fine.
But when I pooed on the doctor, I tried to say it was because I was having a baby, but he just said, no, it's because you were having a poo. The question was, are people born with a sense of humour?
Yeah.
I think people are born into a world that has a sense of humour. And so I think very quickly people develop a sense of humour because the world has a sense of humour. Where did that sense of humour come from?
Your mama.
Your mama. What do you think about a sense... Do you remember being funny when you were a little kid, Carrie?
I don't remember much when I was a little kid.
What's the thing that makes you laugh most in the world?
Myself. One of my best friends, her name is Ghazala, and she makes me laugh so much.
But also,
there's this YouTube video from Miranda Sings, and she was trying German candy, and there was a Kinder Egg surprise, and she'd never tried it before. And she did this burp, and it was like... and then she stuffed the Kinder Egg in her mouth, and she didn't realise there was a toy in the middle.
Okay, here's my question, right? Who taught you to find that funny?
My dad. He taught me to find things funny.
Did he, though? Or do you just find things funny? This is your question. I'm throwing it back at you.
Well, some people that they don't really have like funny dads, and they don't really find things funny. So,
do you think you have to have funny parents to have a sense of humour?
I don't think you have to, but I think it helps.
Do you think there are people?
What about pessimistic parents?
Pessimistic
parents. Yeah. Most funny people I know are pessimistic.
True, it goes hand in hand.
Yeah. So do you need to have pessimistic parents in order to have a sense of humour?
I don't even know what that is.
So pessimistic people are people who sort of look on the downside of things.
They're negative.
They're negative.
So a pessimistic person might find a pound and go, Oh, that's great. Why couldn't it have been a fiver?
Whereas an optimistic person goes, oh, I've got a pound. I can buy a thing that costs a pound. This is the best day ever.
A really pessimistic person like me finds a pound and goes, oh, I just found a pound. Well, that's great. I bet something really terrible will happen to me now because something good's just happened to me. So to balance
Sainsbury's
it out...
Sainsbury's explodes.
Probably Sainsbury's will explode, yeah.
Or my Yorkie bar that I'm going to buy with this pound is going to be full of teeth.
Do you think there are people in the world who have no sense of humour whatsoever, guys?
No, because there will always be someone, even if they say that they're never going to laugh or find anything funny, think that they can find something funny.
So do you think that person, even though they think they don't have a sense of humour, was born with a sense of humour?
If they saw an old person do a swear... Because, I mean, who doesn't find that funny? Is there anyone who would maybe not find that funny?
Or just like a baby falling down a mountain.
What about a politician landing on their bum? See?
Well, they do when they sit
what
down.
What about a bum landing on a politician?
Yes, a bum landing on a politician.
A massive bum. So Mel Brooks, who's a very funny man, said something like, comedy is when you fall down a manhole and tragedy is when I cut myself with a knife. Well, I'm chopping tomatoes. So what he meant was, it's funny when something bad happens to someone else, but it's terrible when something bad happens to you.
Can it not be the opposite way around? Like, falling down a manhole cover and landing on your head is tragic, and someone chopping carrots thinks that their finger is a carrot and chops that could be comedy?
That could be comedy.
But
could work.
It's not comedy to the person themselves. If something's bad's happening to you... If you actually chopped your finger off, you wouldn't go, I thought it was a carrot. Help. You'd just go, this is the worst day of my life, right?
But if your best friend thinks their finger's a carrot and cuts it off, that's hilarious.
That's hilarious, because it's happening to someone else. This is quite philosophical. I'm enjoying it.
Question 4.
Describe to me how you think others see things.
I know the answer, but I'm going to see if
so
Perry does.
What evolution has decided is that you should have stuff in your head that allows the stuff that's happening outside your head to get in. So it makes holes in your head for the stuff that's happening outside to get in and allows the stuff inside your head, the little like things, whatever they are, inside your head to go, whoa, that's happening. And so that is how other people see with the holes in their faces.
Are you saying there's millions of holes in everyone's head?
Yeah.
How big are the holes?
The holes are between a millimetre and 4 inches.
There's another way you could take this question, okay, which I think you should answer as well.
Okay.
And that is...
as well.
Okay, given that we pretty comprehensively answered it in one sense.
How do you think others see things to their eye? So would they see grey as a dark colour, but then describe to me what you think dark is like, because the other person has been told that grey is a dark colour. So how do you know if they see it as you?
If colours are the same.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And it's a brilliant question.
But here's an interesting thing, right? When I said I know exactly what you're talking about...
Do you?
Well, do I? But I think I do. But don't you think that it's more abstract that I can even understand that question about what perception is? Even before we start talking about actual things like what grey is, I can even understand the words that you just used. So I think we all have a common understanding of what concepts are. And it doesn't matter to me that the grey might look slightly different to you if we have the same feeling for what grey is. Here's a question. What's a happier colour, yellow or grey?
Yellow?
Yeah.
Because yellow is brighter.
Exactly.
Grey makes me think of rain, but yellow makes me think of the sun. And sun is generally pictured as better, like happier scene than grey or rain. So that's...
What if you're a duck? I'm going to ask this after every question you ask. What if you're a duck covered in mud and the yellow of the sun is hardening the mud on you? And oh, it's a bit uncomfortable. And what if the grey of the rain is washing the mud off you and you're going, oh...
Why are you in mud in the first place?
Because you're a duck.
You're always walking in mud.
Yeah,
it's
what you do.
The duck thing is very, very interesting. Because if you're a duck, rain might be more satisfying for you and sun might be more negative, right? So you might...
You say that like that's a sensible way of putting what I put.
Yeah. So the grey of the rain might make you feel better. But okay, here's the interesting thing. I think we see things very differently, everybody. But we have so much in common the way we see things that we have a kind of agreed on language. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that because sometimes when you're a child and you're growing up and you get, when you read or you watch programs like maybe Peppa Pig, they're always saying that it's happy when it's sunny.
Uh-huh. You just think we've just been told to accept this.
Yeah. Mm. So it's kind of from what you've seen in your childhood, it's telling you.
Why would people want to tell kids that the sun makes them happy? Is it a plot?
Well, I think it might be. Maybe because when you get older and you're like an adult and it's sunny, then you get like more money from different things.
You get more money from different things because it's sunny.
You get money. No, because, do you know?
If you're an ice cream salesperson.
Yeah, exactly. You get more money.
If you're an umbrella salesman.
But if you're an umbrella salesperson, yeah.
Less money.
Or maybe that's why umbrella salesperson
are
so sad.
Or are you
sad.
Like trying to be like sun's out, guns out, that type of thing?
Sun's out, guns out, exactly.
Why do you know all these phrases? Oh, hold on. We haven't heard anything from Anthony Plum for
a bit.
Oh,
Anthony, sorry. Anthony, how are you doing over there, Anthony? Have you got any questions?
And on your 10th birthday as well, what's the question you've always, always thought, wanted to ask?
Well, as soon as I get to double figures, I'm going to ask that question.
Oh, well, I think Anthony...
No, he's a bit shy.
He's a little bit shy.
Question five.
How come plants can produce their own sugar, but we have to buy it?
This is a scientific process known as...
photosynthesis.
Sugar producing. And...
it's not...
It is, shush. Now, the plant has little areas in it, which are called the sweet centres.
Or honey monsters. Or honey, sometimes they're called the honey monsters.
Spots? They can be... Sweet spots. Yeah. The plants can be... So, name a plant.
A plum plant.
Full of sweet spots.
A purple plum.
Willow tree's got loads of sweet spots.
The sun shines on it. Yeah. Because the willow tree has watched Peppa Pig, it knows that when the sun when the sun's shining, it gets very happy. So all of the sweet spots in it start filling up with delicious, delicious sugar. Mm. But it's not called sugar when it's in the tree, is it, Carrie?
No, it's called tree crows. It's called tree crows.
Yeah. Now, a man comes along.
Or woman.
No, it's always a man. I'm not saying...
Why is it always a man?
It's just always a man for
what?
This...
Why?
It's just always a man for this particular job.
Why?
Oh, wait, you can range it as man because mankind.
No, we're not having that nonsense.
I'll
tell you why it's always a man.
Why?
Because the tree is sexist. Right. The tree will not respond to anything other than a man. The man comes along, he looks at the tree, the tree looks at the man clenches his fist, the tree says, I'm not going to give up my sugar for you. The man clenches his fist harder.
That just makes it smaller, so...
It makes it smaller but more powerful. The tree starts to cry. What does it cry? Cross.
Tree crows.
So what are we when we cry salt?
Well, that we put on our chips. You know when you chop up potatoes, you cry? It's so that you're salting your chips.
Yeah. When we cry salt from our eyes, that's because it's a biological reminder of our past. Because we all came from the ocean originally. We were all just biological organisms in the ocean. So when we cry, we're just going, I'm so sad I left the ocean. Let me have a bit of the ocean coming out.
Let me have a bit of fish with my chips. That's why things like whales are discussed. What was the point of them going back into the sea?
That's what the whales are always saying to themselves.
Did they go back into the sea then?
Yeah, they did. Because mammals, they came out from the sea.
And then they went back in. Stop this. This is rubbish.
Hold on. What's the best whale?
This one.
Cut that out.
Cut that out.
What's the best whale, Ivor? What's your favourite type of whale?
Whales.
Okay, what's your favourite type of whale?
Probably the sperm.
Excellent answer. Why is it the best type of whale? Funniest teeth.
I like the noise that the sperm whale produces.
What noise does it make?
What noise does the sperm whale make?
Is it like this?
Is it like this?
Thank you very much, Mrs. Worthington.
Is it like this? What you talking about, Willis?
Is it like this? Hello, I'm a massive whale. Get out of my way.
Oh, it's that one, isn't it?
Or is it like this?
Dory. Like that.
Is it like this?
I'm one of the biggest creatures on planet Earth. Hello. I'm absolutely enormous.
Actually forgotten the original question. Was it about how trees make sugar? Or what?
Why don't we make sugar?
Oh, yeah. Because it's delicious.
Because we don't have to make sugar because plants have got it and we just eat them.
Yeah, that's right. And also, right, like plants don't make toenails. So if they want toenails, they come to humans and we give them toenails because they're always after those. We're always after sugar. Fair trade, mate.
Yeah, exactly. If plants need to scratch the back of their legs, they come to us for toenails.
but they can't really come to you.
So there's,
they can call out to us and also, in the wind.
Yeah, like this. What sound does a flower make?
I've got an itchy back leg.
Be quiet. Can you hear them?
See, did you hear that? That was, I think that might have been an ash.
I think if we listen again, we can hear that tree again.
Yeah, that's definitely an ash. That's a Hungarian ash.
That's a Hungarian
ash.
You can tell from
the pit.
Hungarian ash tree, absolutely desperate for human toenails.
Right, really neat. It's got a really itchy back leg.
I wonder what it would be like without nails.
It'd be like a tree.
Just imagine, if we didn't have nails, we couldn't swap with the trees for sugar, so there'd be no chocolate.
I'd have to chew my fingers. Well, there we are, another job well done.
Ah, there's nothing like sitting back in satisfaction at a job well done. Let's see what's on TV. Oh, good, it's that cartoon about that cowboy with no face.
I bet literally no one even remembers why that's there.
Ah, well. Thanks for listening, everyone. And remember, if you need teaching about things and no one else can help...
If your mum and dad just could not be less interested in explaining something that you want explaining...
If you feel like every time you try to ask someone something, they just go, nope, not going to happen. Don't think so. Leave me alone. Goodbye.
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
Bye.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.